things can do is amazing. What they will do is usually disappointing. It's not because we're not capable of it. It's because we don't have new actions because we get in certain emotional states that dominate us, like anxiety, like fear of failure, right? Like the fear of the loss of your mother, as an example. So if you're in a state of fear, you're going to behave very differently and get very different results. That's what that means right there. Then if you were in a place of being courageous or bold or warm or connected or playful, any of those. So the most important key to changing your life in any situation is to change results, you got to change behavior. But to change behavior, you got to change the emotional state you're in. Now, how do you do that when you don't feel like it, right? Or it feels overwhelming? There are two ways, and I've done this with the greatest athletes in the world. I've done this with four different presidents of the United States. I've done it with billionaire clients. All you have to do to change your state is not try to think your way there. Like, I'm happy, and do a bunch of affirmations. Your brain's going to go, BS, you are not happy, right? What you need to do is make a radical change in the way you use what we call your physiology. It's a big word. It just means the way you use your physical body. The way I'm speaking right now, because I got 5 minutes also, is sped up just a little bit. But if I said to you, there's a depressed person behind curtain number one over there, and I'll donate $100,000 to your best charity, your favorite charity, if you could describe what they're like physically. Tell me, what's their posture like if they're depressed? You tell me.
Slumped over.
Slump. Where's their head? Where's their head?
Down.
Are they breathing full or shallow?
Shallow.
And are they talking really fast or more slow?
Slow.
Loud or quiet?
Probably quiet.
Are you all saying the same thing? How's that possible? Because you've all practiced this crap before. No. But here's what you can find. If you take that same person and you change the tempo at which they move, you bring their shoulders back and change their breathing pattern, if they make a faster gesture, if they speak more rapidly, it fires off a different biochemistry in you. And in that state, you will take radically different actions. In fact, I've taught this for 40 years, and about 3 years ago, Harvard finally did a study where they proved what I did worked, and they called it these power positions. And what they showed was, if you stand, everyone can try this, stand up just for a moment if you want, everybody at home can try it as well. So do something really silly. Put both your hands on your hips like Wonder Woman or Superman or that stuff, right? If you stand like this and you breathe deep for just 2 minutes, what the science found was that you will absolutely increase your testosterone by 20%, man or woman. You'll drop your cortisol, which, as you know, is the stress hormone, by 22%, and you're 33% more likely to take action with you wouldn't have before because fear would have stopped you. Now, I don't have people just stand like this. I have people move, use their voice, make radical changes in their bodies. You can have a seat just to get a feel. I know we're short on time, but you can try it later, and you'll feel it after 2 minutes. Or, you know, somebody who's, you know, puts their arms back like this and their feet up, that'll produce the same state. It produces more certainty in you, and that certainty gets you to take different actions. So if you are in a situation, you think of the worst scenario, your mom dying, no, my business goes under, I never achieve at the level I need to, all the things I have anxiety about, the minute you focus on them, you go into those states of fear, and then you behave fearful, and you get lousy results. And when you get lousy results, what does it do to your brain? You go, see, I told you I couldn't do this. It becomes this negative loop. So how do we break out of it? We change our focus by asking better questions. Everybody in this room can try this. Just right now, answer this question in your mind. What is it in your life that you're proud of? If there's something you can feel really proud of right now by focusing on it, your children, yourself, something you accomplished, you did, how many can think of something you can feel proud of? And I don't mean fake pride, ego pride, like where you're making things up. I mean, well, you really did something you're proud of. Good. Right now, close your eyes and focus on how it feels when you're really proud. Focus on that moment you're proud of. How do you breathe when you feel really proud? And if you're a little kid, what happens to your face when you're really proud? You don't hide it, right? There's that big smile on your face. Raise your hand if you can feel these feelings right now. Everyone here, just say, aye, if you got it.
Aye.
Awesome. Try one more real fast. Think of something that you could be really grateful for or excited. Pick either one. Something you could be grateful for, a person, a moment, or something, if you wanted to, that you could be excited about. Let's use excited for a moment. How many can think of something in your life that if you focused on it, you could feel excited? All right, close your eyes. And just for a moment, all we're doing is changing your focus. Focus on what could excite you. Feel like it's really happening. Your mom's healing, you break through in the business, you're achieving the goal you want. Anxiety is ripped from my life. I'm on charge, I'm on top of it. How do you breathe when you feel really excited? And then try this. When you're a little kid, you probably made noises, the hell of it, until people told you not to. And make a noise of excitement, a sound of excitement. Go ahead in your body. Yeah. Do it again. One more. Open your eyes. How many feel that feeling in your body right now?
Yeah.
So if we change the state you're in just by changing our focus or the way we use our bodies strongly. Now, if you say, I'm going to change my body, like I have people do firewalks sometimes or skydiving, and you go, they're scared, and they go, Mr. Robbins said that I should change my physiology, okay? Oh, shoot, it didn't work. It's got to be a radical change, right? Here's my question for all of you. If you focus on what you want, life has probabilities. There's no guarantees, but you increase them when you change your state. And that's really what this is all about. Learning to change your body and learning to change your focus. And I'm going to invite all four of you to seminars to experience this for 4 days.
Be sure to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss anything. And remember to check back often to see what's new.
Think about this. What is it that screws up everybody's life? Fear is the number one thing that keeps people from doing what's necessary. And anger and rage, while it can mobilize us, if it becomes part of your life on a regular basis, it destroys it. So how do you balance that out? Well, fear, anger, they're both physical, aren't they? Think about, what do you feel like if you're really, ever been so afraid that your throat got really dry, or you feel this feeling in your gut, right? That's physical. Courage is also physical. Again, courage does not mean you're not afraid. Courage means you're afraid, but you do it anyway, right? It's a way of being in your body. And so I really want to recommend developing a simple daily discipline. It's like, I don't negotiate with myself. I tell my brain, I don't go, oh, wait, I'm not ready. Or let me count to 10, or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. That pattern of thinking is what destroys most people's lives and their dreams. You can settle for a life like most people have, where you can create your dreams. But to do it, you need to be able to push yourself. So you need to train yourself in little ways. Early in my life, I developed this belief that life is calling not to give me something. Life is calling for me to deliver things, for me to bring something to life. And I felt the joy that came from not getting but giving. And I got hooked on that core.